It's Tuesday afternoon. I'm speaking in Hadar. It's the usual Chagos Avodos class, but I'll be speaking about Inyanim of Emuna v'Chadoyme rather than teaching the text of Chagos Avodos where I'm up to.
We won't be learning the text of Chayvus Alvavus today. There's no way I'm just going to walk in here today and just start teaching. So we'll be discussing different ideas. Some of it's from the Chayvus Alvavus, and some of them just very important ideas. I'm sure you've heard. I assume, you've heard a lot of these things already. But as I say, I'm not going to walk in here and teach Chayvus Alvavus. I'm a Talmud of Rav Abba Berman, Zatzal. In the days when being a Talmud meant something, it was the smallest yeshiva in those years. Rebbetzin Berman's yard site was last Tuesday. And if the Rosh Yeshiva was the father of the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, because someone who teaches Torah is your father, the Rebbetzin, Alei Shalom, Zeichet Tzadekes Livracha, the Rebbetzin was our mother. It was the smallest yeshiva, and we had that kind of relationship, and really I was sort of a member of the family, of the Berman family. The Rebbetzin, who really I was supposed to talk about her last Tuesday, was an Eishes Chayil personified. She enabled everything the Rosh Yeshiva accomplished in his life. She enabled, much as Rabbi Akiva said, Shaliva Shalochem Shalohu. She cared for us, the Talmidim. She encouraged the Rosh Yeshiva. She encouraged the Talmidim to study, to learn, to apply ourselves to learning. She made the yeshiva happen. She allowed it to happen, and she made it happen. She was insistent on the goals of Talmud Torah and of Steiging and of becoming Bnei Torah, Talmid Chachamim, on the level that the Rosh Yeshiva was teaching us. Despite her personal milus, which were many, Chaneches on various levels of Talmidos, Yerushimayim, Tznius, Hapashtus, Adavenings, but she saw herself primarily as an Ezer, which is the way in Jewish Hashkofa a woman should see herself, no matter what her accomplishments are. And nowadays a woman can have many accomplishments that just weren't on the radar of women in Pias Doros, but the Torah decrees that she's an Ezer. That's the only creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that we're told what her role in life is. And the Rebbetzin would do things in yeshiva which were really not lefi chvoda, both as an Eishes Chover and as what she was, But if her primary role was an Ezer, so she did that, because that's what you do. You want to fulfill your purpose in life. And at the end of it all, after everything is said and done, we're talking now decades, by the way, not years, decades and decades, and I kept on my shaykhus with the whole family until the Rashiva was nifter, until the Rebbetzin was nifter. Rebbetzin spent her last years in the Twersky house. At the end, she wonders why she was zoch, after doing all of these things I just mentioned, and I'm being terribly, terribly makatzer. She wonders why she was zoche to be, she wondered, she always said it, she asked us, why was I zoche to have such a role in life, to have such a talmud chacham, a goyin, as a husband, to enable a yeshiva with talmidim, to enable the yeshiva to write svarim and to be marbitz his Torah. My wife was a talmida of hers, and as I say, we were close with the family. Not very, very close, but close. And it's different when you're personally affected by something. It shouldn't be that way, maybe. Anyone in Klal Yisrael that suffers a tragedy, we should feel personally affected, ideally. The whole Klal Yisrael is one mishpacha. Maybe it should be that way, but for better or for worse, and probably for worse, it's not like that. But when you do know the person, when you do know the people, when you feel so connected, and it's a whole different story. Then you have to have means. You're not just hearing the news and clucking and saying, wow, that's terrible. But you have to figure out how to deal with it. As you all do, right? Everybody here is personally affected, and you have to figure out how to deal with it. I would assume. Rav Moshe Tversky was everything that was said about him. I'm sure you heard and you read. And he was, of course, more than that. And I didn't come here today to say a hesped on him. I would rather not give any sort of a hesped on him than violate what Chazal warned us, not to be maspid, the Talmud Chacham, inadequately. But I will talk about certain ideas that we should think about, we all should think about, and I'll point out when he personified those ideas and ideals. I came today and I figured I would talk about some yesodos of Yiddishkeit, because when, you know, life is life and things are going on, and you say Shema Yisrael every day, of course, but you know, we're busy with other things. We rarely stop and think what it means, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Even when we say it with Kavana, wonderful, twice a day we say it. But when life becomes stripped of all narishkeit, all the chitzonius, all the levushim of life, all the things going on, and you're faced with a raw reality, a stark, raw reality, you better have those yesodos ready to draw upon, to draw strength from, and you have to have them straight in your head. If you just coasted your whole life and you never really thought about your yesodos of Yiddishkeit, you go crazy. You either go crazy, you break down, you can't cope. How do you cope with such a thing? How do you cope with a nightmare? So most of the time, again, it's like really having emuna. Really having emuna is, unfortunately, not nogeya. You know, you go through life. So we're going to learn about bitachon versus Hashem. And, you know, we'll make adjustments in our lifestyles, hopefully, and hopefully major adjustments to have bitachon. But how do I react, and how do I feel, and how do I handle such events is really, really, it gives me a desire to teach yourselves emuna, so that we all have them. You have to be ready to draw upon them. If they're not there, then so then, like, how do you deal with it? If you're affected by it, and hopefully everyone's affected by it, and as I say, you know, there's a reality that everyone's affected by it. So you have to have something to draw on. So the first yesod is emuna. The first yesod is that everything that happens, I know you've heard this many times this week, you can hear it again. Emuna doesn't mean to believe that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu only. It doesn't mean to believe that there's a Borei Olam only. The basic mitzvah of emuna, the Chinuch says, kol ma shehu, everything that is, meaning not only things, but events. Kol ma shehu, v'shehoya, v'sheyiye la'adei ad, is all meritzono umikocho. And that's where bitachon can come from. That's the ground, the fertile ground in which bitachon can grow. And that's why it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha she'rotzeisicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. It's not enough to say, the Kuzari gives a different answer, but it's not enough to say, the Chinuch is implying that it's not enough to say, Asher Barosi Yisa'olam, because that's just not enough. And your emunah is not complete unless you believe a Jew with every fiber of his or her being that everything that happens, from stubbing your toe on the staircase to forgetting your pen in your room, all events to things that, you know, we try not to think about them, everything is orchestrated and is a manifestation of Hashem's will. And that's part of the mitzvah of emunah. And without emunah, we're nothing. We're not Jews. Kivayochel. Right? The Chinuch says in the mitzvah of Tzaras, Kuf Tzamach Tes, that the shoresh of the mitzvah of the Hanhog of Tzaras is to teach us L'kboa B'nafshoseinu Ki Ashgochas Hashem Baruch Hu Protis Al Kol Echod Ve'Echod Mibnei Odom. Hashgocha Protis means two things in the words of the Ramban and of the Chinuch and of the Rishonim. It's that Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows what we're thinking. Hashem knows what we're doing. Im Yisosa Rishba Mestorim Vani Lo Arenu Noam Hashem. That's one. The Hashgacha involves two things: Hashem's knowledge, His knowledge of everything, every prat, every motivation, every thought, every havamina, every layer of subconscious, and that everything that happens in our lives, no matter how petty or how major. And this is in Kuf Samach Tes. He's Mayrich there. He's not so Mayrich by the mitzvah of Emuna. He's more Mayrich in the mitzvah of Kuf Samach Tes, in the mitzvah of Saras. That the fundamentals of Hashgacha, the Ramban in the Hakdama to Iyov, this is what's going on in Iyov. Iyov can't wrap his head around what's happening to him, and he starts to wonder, and he starts to think, and he talks, and he says, maybe this and maybe that. Difficult limud Eov, but Eov is the tragedy of a person, what can happen to a person in life. And he's sitting there and he's saying, you know, is this Hashem? And the Ramban says in his Hakdama to Eov that it's easy to understand why lack of emuna in Hashem's existence is what we would call, let's say, casually apikursis. But it's not poshut at all that a denial of Hashem's governing us and governing everything that happens, that's not so poshut. It doesn't sound so heretical. It doesn't sound so abominable, right? Terrible. Oh, how can you say such a thing? No, no. So the Ramban says, and you could even make it into a frumma thought, like Hashem is so high, he's going to bother with this, he's going to bother with if my kugel comes out good. And Hashem did this, Hashem planned this out. The Ramban says, no, yeah, the Yiddishkeit rejects such thoughts, and it is apikursus, and it is part of the mitzvah of emuna. And it really is part of Hashem Echad. If you think about it, Chavis Avavis explains in Shar HaYichud that it's part of Achdus Hashem. So we're really treading on dangerous territory if we don't really visualize it and internalize it and believe it, not just believe it, and know it and convince that it's true. That part of Hashem Echad is that everything that happens is Hashem. Like, there's nothing outside of Hashem. We're all really figments of Hashem's imagination, so to speak. We're just... how Bechira can exist is a major, major difficult topic, and I'm not going to even touch that, but that's... it's much deeper and heavier than just, hey, if Hashem knows the future, so he knows how can I have Bechira. Much deeper than that. How could something be outside the Shlita? If I have Bechira, then does that mean there's something that's outside the Shlita of Hashem? But that's like impossible. It's not like impossible because he's so strong. It's against the concept of Hashem. It's against what Hashem is. Not just... So, we won't go there today, but Hashem Echad, the enormity of Hashem Echad, it's Hashem Echad. Because the Lord says it in Shara Yichud, others for him say it. Hashem Echad is that also. That's where it says it. Hashem Echad means total Echad. Everything is part of Hashem. Everything is part of His will, His Chochmah, His being. That's what the Ramban says in the beginning of Eov. You have to understand, it's just as apikursish to say, we say it casually, but if we ever mean it, that the Arabs did this, or Hitler did that, or Paro did that, or Nebuchadnezzar did that, or Titus did that, not the way. That's the evil of newspapers. The evil of newspapers is the insidiousness in which your mind keeps attributing things that happen to causes other than Ratzon Hashem. And the Ramban says at the end of Shmos, very, very famous Ramban, you must have learned it many, many times in your careers in school, but he says, Kavonos kol ha-mitzvahs. The point of all the mitzvahs is Shenamin Belukim, Shehu Bra'anu, and that his chayfetz occurs betachtonim, and everything is that we should acknowledge that. That's the purpose of it all. All the mitzvahs boil down to acknowledgement that Hashem is real, that Hashem exists, that everything that happens is the Ratzon Hashem, and that's the that's like everything. Michta Maliyahu says, right, we talk about Kiddush Hashem and dying on Kiddush Hashem. The Michta Maliyahu, it's not in the Michta Maliyahu Sefer, it's in this Haggadah Shel Pesach. Michta Maliyahu says what is a question that maybe has occurred to many of you, and if it hasn't, then maybe I shouldn't bring it up. But you know, if someone points a gun at you, or a knife, or a sword, and says, do this or else, that's Kiddush Hashem. Someone walks in and kills you, I don't know, isn't that Chilul Hashem? Where's the Kiddush Hashem? I call that Chilul Hashem. Terrible Chilul Hashem. Mr. Miliow, yes, about the Holocaust. They didn't have a choice, they didn't express emuna, no one offered them a choice, like by Hanukkah. It was like Purim, you know, you didn't have a choice. Someone's going to come kill you. What's Kiddush Hashem? The Mitzvah of Maliyahu says that the Kiddush Hashem, this is not the only teretz that exists, but this is the Mitzvah of Maliyahu's teretz. The Kiddush Hashem that exists is in the hearts and minds of maybe the person that was killed, maybe the people that are there afterwards, to recognize that it's Hashem. That's the Kiddush Hashem. To have the emunah and to be able to say that and to cope with that and to hold of it and to realize it and to believe it and to internalize it. That's the Kiddush Hashem, which is so hard, so hard. Something senseless happens, and you have to say it's not senseless. Senseless to us. That's the Kiddush Hashem, is the emunah that this is Hashem's doing. As we learned, all the other Maror Makomos, I told you that's emunah. But the Michta Maliyahu says that's the Kiddush Hashem. To have that emunah in the face of tragedy where you have no choice. He just came in and killed you. So where's the Kiddush Hashem? So he says the Kiddush Hashem is either the person himself, or even if the person, us, is a kli for our Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem of having emunah that we know it was Hashem, not the Arabs, and not Paro, and so on and so forth. Chaimus Alvavus in Paragimel Shar Bitochel talks about prerequisites for having bitachon. In the first Hakdama, in number 7, he says, everything that happens, kol havoyo shebolam hazeh, me etzem, meaning the chair and the table, umikra, and every event, happens, and it happens when it's supposed to happen, and it doesn't happen a minute before, and it doesn't happen a minute afterwards, and it's b'cheshbon. And then he goes on to say that no one no one can hurt you or help you unless Hashem allows it. The hishtadlus a person has to make is a separate inyan that has to be learned, that it's the Ratzon Hashem that we make the hishtadlus, whatever the hishtadlus is determined to be. Not always so simple, but it's there. But the hishtadlus is not, oh, now I'm safe. That's not the way it works. Now I can have parnasa because I'm working. I made friends with this person, so now I'll be more successful. That's a horrible thought. We do our hishtadlus because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do our hishtadlus, and we do it like we do every mitzvah because it's the Ratzon Hashem. But no one, and this is, no one can do anything to me. And you know, you're going to have life, and people are going to talk about you. You're going to want to do something, and people are going to talk Lashon Hara about you. And people are going to lie about you. Right? Someone's going to call up for information. And someone's going to say something that's not even true. It doesn't matter. No one can hurt you unless Hashem allows you to be hurt. And if he does, there's a reason why. That person will be punished, and you're not supposed to gloat or be happy about that. Because they did what they did, because they weren't allowed to, but that has nothing to do with your life. That's so important. So important if you want to stay sane, if you want to keep from Lashon Hara, because, oh, if you say about me, you should hear about them. Machlokes, Rechilus, they can make up lies about you and do worse. It doesn't matter. No one can do anything to you unless it's the Ratzon Hashem. Most Rishonim hold that when Rav Moshe Twersky was born, he was supposed to live, it was already nigzar how long he's going to live, to the second. That's what the Chavis HaLava says, we just learned it. This was the years he was given. And how I like to think of it, I have to come to terms. So I imagine a neshama is coming down to this earth, and it's a very special neshama, unusual neshama. Right? There are different madrigas in neshamas. We have to polish the diamond, and we have to make it shine, and we have to make sure it doesn't get covered with dirt and grease and grime. But there are different madrigas in neshamas, no question about it. So Hashem calls in the neshama and says, I'm going to bend the rules a little. Yeah, good neshama, I like you. I'm going to bend the rules. I'm going to let you choose. You're in the world 59 years, X months, X weeks, X hours, X minutes, X seconds. I'm going to let you choose how you're going to leave the world. So, most normal neshamas would say, I want to be in bed, in my house, surrounded by my children and my grandchildren, peaceful. I want to have time to say vidui. I want to talk to them, I want them to hold my hand. I want to kiss each child, say goodbye. That's like, wow. That's what most people would say, right? But this is what I tell myself. This neshama said, I want to die al kiddush Hashem, wrapped in talis and tefillin while I'm davening. So Hashem said, okay, I'm going to grant you your wish. we look at it backwards. But if you look at it the way the Chayim Salvadas and all the Rishonim say it, this is what happened. And when Rabbi Akiva said, "Call your mind, it's ta'arti, that I should be able to die al Kiddush Hashem," he didn't go through life b'tzar. It means he prepared his whole life to be able to do this. And again, I remind you of the Michtav Meliyahu's definition of the Kiddush Hashem when such a thing happens. The Emunah and the Hashem. And to realize this is when his case was, and you know, and again, if he had to pick how the case should come, this is how a brilliant neshama from a high place in heaven, this is exactly what that neshama picks. Hashem said, "Okay, I'll do it. I love you. You are special neshama. I'm going to let you pick out," and then. We also have to believe, as part of our belief, part of our basic emunah. We're not talking fancy stuff now. We're not talking midas chasidus. We're not talking madregas. We're talking about what every Jewish person has to believe. And we don't, maybe schools don't teach it enough. You have to believe, you know, you can believe it's from Hashem. You have to think about what I'm saying. Because you never thought about these things. But maybe Hashem throws dice. No. Hashem has a plan. It's not enough to say it's from Hashem. You have to understand that there's a plan. The world has a purpose. The history has... Everything that happens has a goal and a plan. You have to learn Ramchal and Derech Hashem. He talks about that at length and explains it, and explains that there's a hanhog of Gilui Kvodo Yisparach and a hanhog of Scharva Onesh, and they come together. And what to think about when you say Shema Yisrael, this is all in Derech Hashem. But I'm just, it's not enough to say Hashem did it. Even if Hashem did it, and not the Arabs, and not Hitler, and not Paro, and not Nebuchadnezzar, it's Hashem. But he had a plan. You also have to believe the plan is Latova, but that needs, most of the time, it needs a good couple of years to like be able to say that or believe it, or for most people. You can believe it's Latova, that you have to believe. I'm talking about going outside and dancing the jig. Chayes Halavah says the simcha, which really the Gemara says it. Not really the Chayes Halavah, the Gemara says it. When you make a dianemus, you have to say it the simcha. So it doesn't mean to fake it. It means you have to feel the simcha. So why are you making dianemus not tov ha-meitiv? Because we don't understand it. We believe it with our complete hearts. But, you know. What happened was an Akedah Yitzchak. It was Akedah. You see, we think of the Akedah, and many Mefarshim say this also. But I'm saying it's not like that. Many Mefarshim say not like that. We think of the Akedah, is Avram going to do it or not? It's a cliffhanger. Is he going to shecht Yitzchak or not? He's about to shecht them. The Malach comes out of Shemayim. Stop. I'll dishmet Yitzchak anar. Rashi and Pirkei Avos and many Rishonim. No, you got it all wrong. In Avram's mind, Yitzchak was dead already. Hashem told him to kill him. Not a question he's going to do it. Shilom. Yitzchak's gone. Told him. And the sign of the Akedah, says Rashi, was Lola Har Har Acher Midosov. And the sign of the Akedah of anything in life that happens, it's a nesayon of emunah, and not just emunah that it's from Hashem, but lo laharher acher midosav. That is hard. That means you can't sit there and say, you know, lo laharachem idosav. That's what Eov did. Eov was maharachem idosav. That's what Eov was arguing with his friends about. And that's the nisyon, says Rashi. All the nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, says Rashi, was not, is he going to get up at 4:30? Or is he going to sleep? Is he going to send away Hagar? Or is he not going to send her away? What was the nisyon by Sarah? Well, he didn't have a choice in the matter. What's the nisyon? Sarah was taken by Avimelech, by Paro. Many count it. What's the nisyon? Lo lahar achamidosov, says Rashi. You have to understand that there's a plan. It Dafka Chavis Halvada says, it's so hard. I'm going to say something now. You're going to say, it's not human. What human being can say what I'm about to say? It's not like I wish Hashem didn't do it. No, Chas V'Shalom. You're not supposed to think that way. It's very, very hard. And, you know, this takes years of learning and learning Hashkafa. It's not something you just, you know, okay, you know, I'm going to get 100 on the test. I know the right answer. Yes, I know Hashem did it, and I know he has a plan, but like, he could have done it a different way. Of course he could have. He picked the best way. And I'm not talking about yet that it's Latova. That's like another Madrega. Just the idea that it happened in the best possible way is an Iker in Emunah. Hashem doesn't do b'dievedz. Hashem doesn't say, well, you know, he doesn't flip coins to see how it's going to happen. He picks the best possible way. We don't know what's happening. Right? You learn Derech Hashem. It's unfathomable. It's to be able to get a picture of Lo lahar achem idosov is part of basic emunah, and that's what the nesiyonos of Avraham Avinu. You know, we look at it. Oh, this person was killed. Avraham Avinu. No, the nesiyon was not. Is he going to do it or not? It was done. Done deal. So Hashem killed Yitzchak. What's going on here? He's not going to get married. He promised me I'm going to have a son. Not that he, of course, he was going to do it. Shaila. So the Chavis Halvava says in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh that he did it b'simcha. That's already, I'm not even talking about that Madrega. That's really I mean, you can believe it's b'simcha, but you know, Ramban says in Chumash, good old Ramban on Chumash. Why are we misabel over a mace? What got into us? What are we, nuts? Hashem did it. It was his time to die. For the best. What are we being misabel for? Lotus go to do, okay. But like, you shouldn't be misabel at all. Good kasha. Ramban says that just like if someone goes away on a trip, you cry. You're going to miss them. That's all. You're going to miss them. They're going on a world cruise. You're not going to see them for the next 9 months. So when people wave goodbye as the ship pulls away, they cry. So that's why you cry. That's why you're misabel. Person went on a trip, you're going to miss them. That's okay to miss them. It's okay to say there's a void that has been created. That's why we say Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah. We try to fill up that void of what the person was going to accomplish in his life. So there is a void. There's a void. Wake up in the morning, the person's not there. So that's why when the Sabbath says, not because he died, not because of what happened. These are all Madregas, but again, you have to understand the emunah aspect, or you're not going to. You have to properly be able to cope. You know, as I say, Rabbi Kiva meant that he prepared his whole life. I'm going to continue another 5 minutes. Rabbi Akiva prepared his whole life to be able to cope with whatever happens. And every Jew, when you're mature girls already, every Jew, again, you don't have to fantasize, you know, tragedy, you don't need to. But you have to clarify to yourself the Yisodos Emunah. Like everything I said today is very poshut. Say one chiddush, but you have to like think about it, and you know I really believe that. And if you're not sure if you believe it or not, you have to work on it. You have to work on it because it's true, not because you should have something to fall back on in case chas v'shalom something happens, so you don't go crazy. No, you have to believe it because it's part of the emunah. And if we don't have the mitzvah of emunah, right, that's the Ramban says that's it. Everything is all about emunah, not about anything else. That's why Hashem created the world. That's why we do what we do. Everything is recognition and acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything that means, all the shades of meaning that Hashem Echad has. There's other things to think about. As a lover says, a person has to think about that this world is not what it's all about. Right? You're a little too young maybe to appreciate that you have to prepare your whole lives for that big trip that everyone's going to take. No one escapes from that trip that they take. And that's what you should be doing. As a lover wonders why people spend all their time on worrying about this world and how do I look and how am I going to dress and how much money am I earning and how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that, and like we're caught up in this world. He says, like, it's crazy. He says, so you do what you got to do because, you know, basic level of living. But he says, beyond that, that's what you're spending time on. You're spending time on a world that at best it's going to last for 120 years. Well, you hope 120 years. Wow, what's 120 years? A drop in the bucket. I don't want to scare anybody here. When I hit 60, I said, okay, that's it, I'm more than halfway there. You think you're going to live forever, right? I've had that sweatshirt sometimes you see people wear. I plan on living forever, so far so good. But everyone takes that trip. And the Chavis HaVadus wonders in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. He says, like, it's so irrational to spend time on, again, of course it means beyond a person's trachim. It's so irrational to spend time on what people spend time on. Come on, stop, think. What are you doing? Rav Moshe Zatzal was... thousands of Talmidim, they saw a person who didn't spend time in Olam Hazeh at all. It's an understatement. There's a lot more to say, a lot more in Ikrei Emunah. It could be a course in a school, Ikrei Emunah. A lot. And we don't spend enough time on it, and once in a while, you know, you gotta. Again, it's a pity to go through life and not having thought about Ikrei Emunah, because it's all about Emunah. It's all about Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And it's all about Hashem Echad. And that's what the purpose of all the mitzvahs are. So if you're like, you can go through a whole life doing the mitzvahs. I am willing to assume, please forgive me if I'm wrong, you can go through a whole Shabbos and not once think about that Hashem made the world in 6 days and He's the Borei Olam, which is the purpose of Shabbos. Well, one of the purposes, Kishesh Yomim. Also, Hashem is Hashemayim Vesoretz. So, Yom Hashvi Shabbos Meinovich. The purpose of Shabbos Meinovich is Kishesh Yomim. I don't want to say, you know, you can learn Hilchos Borer, you can learn Hilchos Ohel, and you can learn Hilchas Bishul, and you have to learn them. You have to, and you have to know them, and you have to keep to them. But if you never, people go through their whole lives from fine Jews. I would do a shidduch with them. But you never thought about the world has a borei, and if the world has a borei, it has a purpose. Right? The world has a borei, then it was a purpose. He didn't do it for kicks one morning. He did it with a purpose. It's purposeful. The world is purposeful. I have a purpose. I was created. Everything was created. So that means I have a purpose. What's my purpose? Like, right away, that's what you're holding. That's what Shabbos is supposed to do to your mind. To think that there's a borei, and then to think the borei has a purpose. And not only is he a borei, but he's mashgiach, because that's why in Devarim, in the Luchos, in the Dibros and Veschanan, it connects Shabbos to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then it means me. I was created. I'm not a... Hashem created me. That means Hashem had a purpose for creating me. A lot of other people. He doesn't need me. So why? Why was I created? Wow. You know, changes your whole life. Why was I created? Wow. Why was I created? So you don't know yet why. You're young. But anyway, okay. I hope I didn't violate any rules by doing this today. You have to excuse me, I'm part of the family almost. No. Don't tell them I said that. They'll say, well, him? Who wants him in our family? But, in the younger years, we were B'nai Bayis by the Rosh Hashiva. We knew everybody. It was a family. It was Mamish a family. They suffered a tragedy around a year ago. His grandchild, Rosengart. That's a whole nother issue about good people. Good people. Okay. You want to have fun, and I don't blame you. It's a seminary year.